My husband is Haiying He. He's a doctor and works as a medical researcher. Haiying got his MD in Chongqing and PhD in Beijing, and he came to the United States in 1995 as a visiting fellow at the National Institute of Health in Maryland. That's where we met. I never got a chance to meet Haiying's family. Less than 1 year after we got married, Jiang Zemin banned Falun Gong and began to persecute it. Haiying's whole family had been practicing Falun Gong since 1995. His father is a music teacher, his mother and sister are both teachers, and his brother is also a doctor. They were a very happy family. Haiying often told me how they loved to sing together after dinner. Now all of them are suffering. His mother and sister were sentenced to labor camps for 1.5 years and put under house arrest when they were released. His father was also detained, and his brother was sentenced to 10 years in prison.
My brother, younger brother, is 31 years old. He's also a doctor, physician in a big hospital. Also, he's a very warm-hearted, try to help others. Like in that area, there's a lot of retired worker and retired teachers. They want to learn exercise, they want to read together. And he went back in a senior citizen group and helped them to correct the movement, how to, you know, the exercise.
The persecution of Falun Gong began on July 20th, 1999. In the month before, Jiang Zemin initiated the 610 office, a Gestapo-like organization used to implement the persecution of Falun Gong. Jiang Zemin's regime has constantly issued various secret orders against Falun Gong through the 610 office. From the directive to physically destroy Falun Gong practitioners, to Falun Gong practitioners being tortured to death is counted as suicide and do not identify the body, cremate locally. The 610 office uses three methods to persecute Falun Gong practitioners: brainwashing, torture, and propaganda.
After the crackdown began, Haiying's brother and his wife, both doctors in the same hospital, were subjected to detention and brainwashing. Haiying's brother was ultimately forced to make a choice: give up his beliefs or be fired from his job. He eventually was fired.
And after that, he still keep telling people when he got chance how good Falun Gong is and what the government is doing to Falun Gong is wrong. And he was arrested then.
You know, I only, you know, talked to his family, you know, through the telephone, the international phone calls. His whole family, everyone, mother, father, sister, brother, and brother, you know, the wife of the brother, they're all very, you know, nice people. And, you know, I think they're good people, and, you know, Falun Gong made them benefit so much. And I love them.
Haiying is a friend of mine. I know his situation. He got difficulty with the family members, got persecuted in China. I really understand his feeling, because I had the same similar situation, because my sister had been detained for over 3 years, and I got no news from her at all.
Yu Fong's sister Xiao Lin is a 51-year-old librarian. In October 1999, while she was on her way to Beijing to appeal for Falun Gong, Xiao Lin was seized by police in Guangzhou and sent to a local labor camp. She was later sentenced to 2 years of forced labor in a Guangdong province labor camp.
After the 2 years period passed, she wasn't released at all. My parents were allowed to visit her, but maybe only one or two times. And after that, nobody are allowed to visit her anymore. including my parents, my sister and brother, nobody. And since then, I have no idea what happens to her.
Hai Ying and Yu Feng's stories are not isolated cases. Many citizens and residents throughout the United States are suffering similar heartache as their families are torn apart.
We're in Chicago. It's the middle of winter here. It's called the Windy City, and it's often 5 degrees below zero or even colder. Yet every day, senior citizens come out here opposite the Chinese consulate and sit in protest of the persecution of Falun Gong. Xing Weifeng is here because her cousin is one of a huge number of people unjustly detained in China in labor camps because they refuse to stop practicing Falun Gong.
Hundreds of thousands have been detained and sent to the labor camp, where over 500 have been tortured to death. Over 1,000 people have been forced into mental hospital to receive nerve-damaging drugs. The persecution has affected over 70 million people and their family members, friends, employers, and callers. Not a single corner in China has not been hurt by the persecution.
Before the Chinese government's change in policy, officials sponsored national health studies and were recommending Falun Gong to the public. People began seeing such positive results from the practice that they didn't want to give it up.
Falun Gong is a traditional Chinese practice. It teaches 5 sets of very gentle exercises. The main principle is simple but profound: truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. It has taught millions of people to live healthier, more peaceful, and follow a high moral principle.
In China, over 70 million people were practicing Falun Gong in 1999. This made the head of the Communist Party in China, Jiang Zemin, so jealous that he ordered everyone who practiced Falun Gong to be severely punished. Today, hundreds of thousands are being unjustly detained.
Well, people are dying every day. That's quite urgent. The Chinese government has some significant problems of their own, and they're wasting the resources of the entire country persecuting a physical exercise. It just doesn't make any sense. And to have innocent people who are just trying to better their health, going to jail, having families disrupted, mothers being separated from their children, this is just unconscionable.
Yeah, my mother, before she practiced, she suffered a lot for many kinds of diseases. So the typical one is the gallstone. But actually at that time, she got a stone even in the liver. Okay, then she would suffer a lot, and that actually made her tempers really bad. But after she practiced, after a couple months, so one day she realized she can eat meat, because that was of the case. She could not really eat meat because that would trigger her pain in the abdomen. Okay, this really works. She got retired, and she was asked to go to do a like annual examination, physical examination. So they found out by the ultrasonic device that that stone was not there. So that was amazing. Okay, she was so excited, and she went to share this very good meditation system. That's really great. She share with all the people. So a lot of people learn the practice and start to know the principle of Falun Gong principle from her, to get a book, and then automatically she was a contact person, served as volunteer to be a contact person in that area. Okay, and that's many people like her. So then eventually they serve as the assistant in different city. So, but that was used as excuse to arrest her because she's a contact person.
This is my dad. He was sentenced to jail as a Falun Dafa practitioner and one of the 4 key contact persons of China, of Falun Gong. So 16 years in jail. My dad was dragged away from home in the early morning of July 20th, 1999. So the persecution has begun for 3 years, and also my dad was jailed by the Chinese government for 3 years. He told my aunt he was put on a small bench for 7 whole days without even giving him any sleep at all when he was first arrested. You know, I got really tired when I not sleeping for 2 days. So I can hardly imagine how bad he suffered. Some people say, you know, he got tortured. We don't have solid evidence, but so far from I know, he has several missing teeth. Also, when my aunt visited him last year, they told me he coughed constantly and lost some weight. So I'm really concerned about his health condition and the jail condition. I want to cry my heart out, to call for help for my dad and all the practitioners persecuted in China.
There are currently about 40 families affected by this throughout the United States, where they have their loved ones incarcerated in China simply for practicing the Falun Gong exercises. In particular, we are focusing currently on Dr. Michael Yang's sister. Dr. Yang is a psychiatrist in Philadelphia. Originally, he was apprehensive about coming to us for support. He was uncertain as to whether going public with this case would bring more problems to his sister than benefit. We don't know what her current condition is, but we are advocating for her release.
She was very scared and asked me not to say much about this.
Zhang Yuhui has been sentenced to 10 years in jail just for writing articles about Falun Gong on a Chinese website. His once happy family is now broken into pieces. His young daughter had to be left behind with relatives when his wife and 5-year-old son were forced to move from Macau to the United States. Because of the persecution, everyone was afraid to hire Yuhui's wife, Celia Wang. She worked in the publications industry in Macau, which is where she met her husband. But Celia couldn't get work anywhere and couldn't earn any money to live on. She and her son now walk an hour every day to Chinatown in New York to sell shoes, caps, and gloves out of a small shopping cart that they push through the streets. During the winter, when it's so cold, her little son cuddles inside a cardboard box to get warm. The persecution plays no favorites. Fathers, mothers, sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, all are targets.
It was November 1999. I had to go on a business trip to Kunming. When I came back, I found my wife gone. Later, I found out the reason she was arrested was that she had distributed some Falun Gong flyers on the street. Practitioners who were released from Fan Shui prison told me that under the conditions in that prison, if you don't give up your belief and your willpower is not strong, you will go insane. I got really, really concerned for my wife. The policemen would order a few prisoners to look after you 24 hours a day. No matter if you eat, sleep, go to a restroom, take a shower, they'll follow you everywhere. They don't allow you to practice or even talk to others. For those Falun Gong practitioners who refuse to give up, they tie them up under the burning sun in the summer and freeze them outdoors with little clothes on in the winter. They tie up my wife's hands and feet because she did not want to give up the practice. Listen to all of this, my heart really aches. In addition to a lack of nutrition, inhumane treatment, and intense mental pressure, the mother told me that her eyes are almost blind. My wife's mother told me, as the situation of Falun Gong in China is like this today, even if she could get out of jail, she's a Falun Gong practitioner. She will not be able to get a passport to meet you in the United States. Maybe you should find another girl to be your wife. I told her immediately, no matter what happens to Feifei, I will wait for her forever.
We are trying to shine light on what's going on over there. We find that with government support, support of human rights organizations, support of everybody helps to deter the violence going on over there.
The persecution of Falun Gong is unceasing and continues to escalate as the Jiang regime attempts to eliminate it. But strong condemnation from the international community has actually helped to reduce the violence. Recently, the World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong was formed. So there is a strong global effort being made to discourage further criminal conduct and to hold those who are committing these atrocities accountable for their actions. The governments and citizens of many countries have been working toward getting family members released. The Canadian House of Commons unanimously passed a motion to discuss the issue with Jiang Zemin at the 2002 Asia-Pacific Economic Conference in Mexico. Along with Canada, the United Kingdom and Australia have also been successful in winning early release for imprisoned family members. And the United States government has been very supportive. Sam Liu of Georgia was able to get a letter forwarded to his wife with the assistance of his congressman.
We're confident that as the people of the United States come to understand how terrible and unjust this persecution of the practitioners of Falun Gong in China really is, that they too will join together with the voices of those in other countries around the world to bring out of China Falun Gong practitioners who have been unjustly detained.
Although contact with imprisoned family members is highly restricted, and many don't know where their loved ones are being held, sometimes a message of hope does manage to make it through.
And I would like to say a few words to my sister so that in case someone have the chance to deliver my message to my sister.
Dear sister, I sincerely hope that you will be released soon because I miss you very much. You took good care of me when I was younger, and I'm doing my very best to help you. I will try all I can to get people to help you and others like you. We're trying to get you released so you won't have to suffer the pain of persecution any longer.
The message is, this persecution is completely unacceptable to Americans. Bring our family members home. Release all Falun Gong practitioners now.